This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
In my early 20s, I had a knack for spending more money than I could afford. When I got my first real taste of making money, it's not an understatement to say that I was reckless. One of the first things I did was get a new car with extremely high payments. Instead of leasing a smaller, cheaper car, I decided that I was going to buy a BMW. It's not a top-of-the-line one, but still a BMW, and my payments were over $600 a month, which may not seem like a lot for some people, but for me, it was crippling. I barely made enough money to pay my bills, and I still lived with my parents at the time, and so I found myself doing all sorts of tasks for friends and family members to make some extra money. I regularly watched my friend Dom's dog. Dom had to go out of state every other weekend for his job, and since he didn't have a wife or girlfriend, he had me as his dog sitter. And I did this for about 6 months and honestly loved the job. He lived in a nice and quiet neighborhood. The dog, Willard, was a golden retriever and was such a good dog, not to mention easy to care for. And these bi-monthly trips to Dom's were something I looked forward to. But like most good things in the world, it eventually came to an end. I'm sorry about the pessimistic attitude, but the last time I watched Willard, the evening started like every other weekend dog sitter trip.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We play in the yard for a while, go for a walk, and then wind down at around 9 p.m. One of the reasons why Dom trusted me was because he knew I could never have people over or anything like that because I would work early in the mornings on the weekends. Usually I would be asleep around 10, but on this Saturday night, I was invested in a movie that ended a little after 11. The movie was Inception, just in case you were wondering. And after the movie, I let Willard out while I got myself ready for bed. I always felt weird about sleeping in Dom's bedroom, so I would usually sleep on the couch with the dog. Just as I was getting comfortable, the doorbell rang. I looked at the clock and it was about 11:16 p.m. My mind immediately went to someone in Dom's family. I couldn't imagine anybody else ringing the doorbell in his neighborhood at this hour, and I rushed to the door, and standing on the other side was a young man, most likely in his early 20s like me. He looked clean-cut and didn't have a threatening presence about him, and I opened the front door but kept the outer screen door shut and locked. And talking through the screen, I asked him if I could help him with something, and he didn't seem weird or sketchy. In a very confident voice, he said to me, "Hey man, I got the food you ordered." And two things I feel like I need to mention here. One, this was before all the food ordering apps, so your food never just got dropped off at the door. You had to physically go and pay for the food at the door and have an interaction with the delivery driver. And two, You're probably assuming that Willard's like most dogs and that she's barking like crazy at someone ringing the doorbell. Well, she isn't like most dogs. Not only did she not bark, but she stayed on the living room couch the entire time I had an interaction with that delivery driver. I was kind of annoyed by this more than anything. I definitely wasn't scared, I mean, why would I be? I had no reason to believe that this was anything other than just some mistake. I explained to the guy that he had the wrong address and that I didn't order any food. We had a quick back and forth, and then we figured out that the delivery was for a different address, and he accidentally went to the wrong house. The guy started to apologize, and I told him not to worry. While he was apologizing, I noticed that his car was filled with three other people, two in the back and one in the passenger seat. I thought that was pretty weird. I never noticed delivery drivers have anyone else in the car with them, let alone an entire carload of people. We finally wrapped up our conversation and locked the door. I made my way back to the living room and tried to get myself comfortable again. I was a little annoyed, but I understood accidents do happen. Not 2 minutes later, the doorbell starts ringing like crazy. You know that annoying sound of the bell just ringing nonstop? Well, I jumped up and ran to the door. It was the delivery driver, and now he looked a little bit more panicked. I didn't open the front door, but shouted through the window beside the door. I asked what he wanted, and he told me that he accidentally hit my car in the driveway while he was trying to leave. And before I could answer, he put his head down and said in an almost ashamed voice, "I'm sorry, man, but it looks like there's a little damage. I hate to bother you, but I think you should take a look." Now I was furious. I opened the front door and started following the delivery driver down the driveway toward my car. I didn't even put shoes on. Several feet from the car, I noticed something strange, though. His car, which was filled with passengers just a few minutes ago, was now empty. I stopped abruptly, and the delivery driver told me to keep going, and that the damage was on the other side of the car. It may have taken a while, but finally I started to get the feeling that something just wasn't right. I told him that I wanted to go back inside and grab my shoes. I started to walk back to the door, trying to pretend that everything was fine, and just a few steps into my walk back, I heard a noise to my right. From the brush on the side of Dom's house, two people emerged wearing hoods. I started to jog towards the front door. On the other side of the house, another person started to run full pelt at me, and at that point I began sprinting toward the door. I was inches from the house, and one of the men tried to tackle me. Thankfully, he was just far enough away that he made contact with my ankle, but it wasn't enough to trip me up. I freaked out, got inside, and locked the door behind me. That tackler was immediately at the front door, banging and trying to open it. I was able to get a glimpse of the man who tried tackling me. He looked like he was tan, a skinny guy with a buzzed hair. He had a scruffy beard and a tattoo of some tiger on his neck. I grabbed my phone and called the police right away. I stared out the window while I was speaking with the dispatcher, and I saw all four of them standing near my car. I told dispatch what had happened and gave them a very detailed description of the delivery driver and the tiger tattoo man, and I watched all four men get into the car and drive away. I was able to tell the police that it was a red Honda Civic, and the police eventually showed up and took my entire statement. But what's frustrating for me is that even with all the details I gave the police, they never caught any of these dudes. But what's most frustrating is that I have no idea why I was targeted. I didn't recognize these guys, and when I told Dom about the incident, the appearance didn't sound familiar to him either.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's scary what can happen out there in the world when you least expected.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
Who wants pizza?
I asked my friends while going through Domino's Pizza app.
Pepperoni for me.
It was Mary, who just came back from the bathroom. I wonder how she heard me from there.
I'll have veg cheese burst, thank you.
Rosetta, who was in the kitchen trying to find something to eat, practically screaming in happiness that we were finally ordering something. Well, being a big old foodie, she was just overreacting. Just a margarita and a Coke for me. It was Sam, who was lying on the couch staring at me while doing absolutely nothing. But I want to have fried chicken, Matthew said without turning back. He was playing some RPG game on his PC. Even though I like him, he still pisses me off every single time. Oh, you want to have fried chicken, huh? Then why don't you order for all of us? I walked toward him and shouted in frustration. Nah, thanks. I'll have chicken pizza with extra cheese. He replied in a calm tone while having his full focus on the game. I sighed in frustration and continued ordering pizza for everyone. Okay, so the order has been placed. We wait for 30 minutes, I informed the group and went ahead to sit on the couch next to Sam. Who wants to bet on the delivery boy being later than 30 minutes and us having free pizza? Sam put his hand over my shoulder and turned his face and asked others. Everyone agreed and placed a bet on the delivery boy being late. After that, everyone turned their faces toward me, except for, of course, Matthew, who did not care and continued to play his game. Well, I won't place a bet on a lost cause. I know delivery guys are always on time, so I don't want to lose my money over it. I shrugged my shoulders, freed myself from Sam's arms, and scooted away from him. But you can place your bet on him being on time and win. He came closer and said in a convincing tone while making me look him in the eyes. Well, I guess you must be wondering what's going on here, right? I know you may have figured out that a bunch of friends are ordering pizzas and placing bets because they are hungry, am I right? But what you don't know is that we are no ordinary group of friends. We are a bunch of psychopaths who are runaways from an asylum. Well, I am a bit more normal than the rest of them, but who's judging? How did we run from there, you ask? Well, let's just say there was a huge fire accident in there, and we were lucky to be the ones standing near the exit just before the fire broke out. Okay, fine. We were the ones who caused the fire, but it's not fair putting us in some mental torture place just because we are different from others. Tell me, how would you feel if someone did that to you? So everyone in the asylum died because of the fire, so no one knows about us. We have been friends from the first day, and we do everything together, no matter what. The thing about me not placing the bet was not because of the reason for delivery guys being on time, but there was another reason. We rarely place bets because of that reason. You know what? I should not reveal everything at once. You'll find out pretty soon anyways. Okay, fine. I will place the bet on him not being late. Sam and others convinced me to place the bet, so I did. Fate had already been decided. I was going to win, and they were going to feel down for losing. I knew I would win because the Domino's outlet I ordered from wasn't that far from here. I was so sure that he would deliver the pizza exactly on the 30th minute when everyone would be thinking that he is late. We are all focused on counting the minutes when the doorbell rang. I guessed it was the delivery guy. Everyone looked at the door angrily because he made it within 20 minutes. Even I was angry because it was no fun if he's early. I know I won, but I was not happy. But still, I went ahead and opened the door. Rosetta followed me. I opened the door, and it was the delivery guy. I took the pizza boxes from his hands. Want to come inside and have some fun? Rosetta's voice was changing into a slutty, sexy one, and we all knew what that meant. The delivery guy looked at her from head to toe with his lustful eyes. Well, she was just in lingerie, so I don't blame him. Sure, why not, he said, and Rosetta held his hands and dragged him in. I closed the door behind me and went ahead to place pizza boxes on the table near the couch. Here? In front of everyone? Rosetta was moving his clothes when the delivery boy asked in an embarrassed tone, "Oh, they don't mind, right guys?" Rosetta said while asking us. "Of course we don't. We'll be joining you guys for fun in a few minutes," I said while putting a pizza slice in my mouth. Others took their pizza boxes and started eating them as well. Rosetta moved the guy's clothes completely and made him lie on the ground. She climbed on top of him and they started having sex. He closed his eyes in pleasure and embarrassment that everyone was watching. I grabbed the knife from the kitchen and came closer to them. Rosetta smiled at me and started to moan louder while looking straight into my eyes. "Do it, babe!" Matthew kissed me on my neck after finally closing the game and coming closer as well. I stabbed the delivery guy in his chest and took over to Sam, who was removing his clothes. "What? Don't tell me we are not going to have group sex after this." Sam said that while looking at me with his lustful eyes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The delivery guy wasn't dead yet. He looked at us with surprise and fearful eyes while being on the verge of death. I handed the knife to Matthew, and Rosetta also pulled herself away from him. We kissed the delivery guy one by one, and then Matthew stabbed the guy in the lower abdomen multiple times until he died. "It's too bad I like living here," I said. "It was like this every time we placed a bet. I did not like the mess and the fact that we had to leave the place every single time." Sam came closer, kissed me softly, and said it was going to be fine, while Rosetta and Matthew were already making out. I kissed Sam back passionately. It was like this. Matthew liked me, but Rosetta as well. I guess he liked Rosetta more than me, but I loved Rosetta, so I had to bear with it. Besides, Sam loved me and always made me feel good, so it was a win-win situation. We continued having sex because we also needed to clean up after this. There was a bar next to the subway outlet where I used to work, and there were so many incidents where people used to get so drunk that they slept outside the bar, subway, or the nearby lane. So it had become so common that I did not get fazed by it any longer. But I never knew something like this could lead to changing my life forever. One day when I was closing the outlet around 11:30 p.m., I noticed a guy lying outside the subway outlet. I clicked my tongue in disbelief and thought that if these rich brats cannot even hold their liquor, then why bother drinking so much? He was lying on his stomach, so all I could see was the back of his head and clothes. But for some reason, his figure looked extremely familiar, as if I see it every day. I started to walk toward the bus stop and kept thinking about where I may have seen the guy. I continuously argued with myself about going back and checking on him. The next day while I was working, I noticed many people in black uniforms walking past the subway and going to the bar. I continued to focus on my work. And that was when we heard a ruckus, as if there was a fight going on around there. Every person who was present there went outside to see what was going on. I too decided to have a look around what it was all about. As I went out, I noticed the owner of the bar was getting beaten as hell and bleeding from every part of his body. He noticed me watching him and pointed his fingers toward me, saying, "There's your young master. Now leave me alone."
As he somehow managed to let out those words, every head present then turned toward my direction. I figured it'd be best to keep my mouth shut by judging the situation on the bar owner's condition. Those men with the uniform turned, and all of a sudden, bowed their head toward me. "Our apology, sir. We shouldn't have left your side last night. We failed your test of protecting you, and are ready to accept any punishment you give us." One of them, who looked like the leader, said to me. I could not figure out the situation, but still, I decided to go with the flow if I wanted to protect my life. I hesitantly looked at them and said, "It's okay. You guys are good to go." As I said that, they looked at me with disbelief and suspicion, as if I had said something they never expected from me. "Thank you so much, Master, for forgiving us, even though we do not deserve your mercy. But don't dare to question your decision. Let's go to your mansion, sir." He opened the door to a very luxurious-looking car that I had never seen in my entire life. I silently got in without even questioning it. I figured they may have confused me with someone else and played along. A man sitting inside the car asked me, "Master, I dare to ask, why are you wearing this cheap-looking outfit?" I stared at him, trying to think of an excuse, but all of a sudden, he looked at me with an expression that seemed like he was terrified of me, and then started to apologize. It was good that I did not have to give an excuse. I had to come up with something, because someone might figure out that I wasn't the person they all were thinking about and may end up killing me. "My clothes got dirtied last night, so someone gave them to me." I could feel that my excuse was weaker and harder to believe, but I could tell that this foolish man had believed me. The car entered a huge villa, and they opened the gate for me. After that, they took me to a huge-looking room, and some servants came in to help me change my outfit. After changing, I was called into the dining hall, which seemed even bigger than my apartment, and there was a gorgeous-looking woman who came toward me and kissed me without any warning. After that, she sat near my seat and started to eat. And as I was eating, I noticed a huge portrait of someone who looked exactly like me on the front wall. I had a hunch before, but now I understood the entire situation that I was in. That night, when I was struggling with my thoughts of going back to check on the familiar-looking guy or not, I decided to go back. I went back and was shocked to see the person lying there looked exactly like me, as if I was looking in a mirror. It was not just the face, but his style, his physique, everything looked exactly like me, except he was wearing nicer clothes than mine. That was when I remembered something about doppelgangers. I had read somewhere that there are 8 of them for every person, but you're never supposed to cross paths with them. And if you do, by any chance, then one of you will tragically die. I did not want it to be true, so I decided to take the guys with me to my apartment and think of a solution to prevent my death from happening. After taking him to my apartment, I started thinking of a solution. That was when a random idea popped up in my head. I thought, if this guy was to die, then I would automatically come out from the face of harm. Now, the question was, how I kill a guy without getting caught? After a while, I poured alcohol over his entire body and placed it in the kitchen. I tied his mouth and then lit his body on fire. I got out of the place, and after a while, the entire apartment was on fire. I thought if no one knew that there was anyone inside, no one would know that someone died from the fire. But I never knew the possibility of that guy being this filthy rich that people took orders from him and called him master. "Honey, do you want to play with me tonight?" the gorgeous woman said while giving me a naughty look, and I grinned while nodding my head. There was no way I was going to let this opportunity pass by me. The next day, I saw the news that the guy working in the subway outlet near the bar died in a fire in his apartment. I closed the news and called for the girls in my room, as I was ready to play with my newfound identity.
This happened to me a few years ago when I was 16 years old. I'm a petite person, and I've always looked younger than I actually am, even as an adult. People think I'm a teenager. When I was 16, my mum and I travelled to my home country for the holidays. We were so happy because we were only able to afford a plane ticket once every 2 years. And as time went by and we missed out on stuff going in our family's lives, this time my aunt, my mum's sister, and let's call her Sylvia, was pregnant with her first child. My mum and I didn't know Sylvia's new husband's family, so we were introduced to my aunt's husband, James, who was 38, his brother, let's call him Michael, who was 44, and his wife, who was 9 months pregnant. We quickly welcomed them into our family, because they were so nice and friendly, and we felt like we'd known them for years. One day, late after a party at my aunt's house, I was told someone would take me to sleep over at my grandma's house. My grandma lives all the way across town, and I'm the only one who is related to her. People were drunk and sleepy, and no one could give me a lift, so Michael offered to take me there on his motorcycle. My aunt said something like, "Thanks, you're a lifesaver," and I didn't think anything of it. I probably told myself that, okay, well, I guess my new uncle is taking me there. I had to climb on the motorcycle since I am so small, and my aunt waved us goodbye at the door. We left and he asked me to put my arms around his waist so I wouldn't fall. I remember it was a cold night, and he said, "If you're cold, you can hug me tight," which I thought was a bit weird. And after about 15 minutes, I noticed that he was taking a detour that went in the opposite direction. I didn't say anything because I thought he had a reason for this. But then we arrived at a big park, which was very dark, and there were only about 4 people that I could see in the distance. He pulled up under a tree so it was even darker, but we didn't get off the bike. He then turned around and started putting his hand on my cheek and my hair. At this point, I was so confused and scared I felt paralyzed and realized that this man wasn't actually family. He's just some strange grown-up man.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
He said, "You're so pretty. I didn't think you were so pretty in real life." I was so nervous. I think I started to smile out of anxiety and fear, which I do when I'm uncomfortable, and I said, "What?" He then leaned in, got close to my ear and said, "You want to go to a hotel nearby? We don't have to spend the night, and I'll take you home right after." Now, I don't know why, but all I could think of was his 9-month pregnant wife, and I said, "No, I want to go to my grandma's house," still with a smile as I didn't want to make him angry. He insisted so many times, and I said no every time. He was so creepy. I thought he was going to ignore my request, when he finally gave up and took me to my grandma's. I immediately jumped off the motorcycle and ran inside, and he took off before my grandma opened the door. I told my aunt about this, and I don't know if she even believed me or just dismissed my story, so I never told anyone else ever again. Up until I was 18, he would message me on Facebook from time to time, saying how pretty I was that night. It was so weird, because I could see him posting about his new daughter and his wife. I can't help think that he thought I was younger and he could convince me more easily.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.